I can hear him saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Forever Plaid portrays the flip side of the 50s era, the side of harmony, innocence, and the sincerity of dreams. General manager for the Hippodrome State Theater, Mark Sexton, describes it as a fun production.
This one is, it's great light summer fare. It is a wonderful musical comedy slash review that has been an amazing phenomena all around the country. It has played to sold-out audiences every place that it's been. And we're hoping for the same thing here, and this would be a good one to call ahead and get tickets for.
Sexton says Forever Plaid will take audience members back to the time period before rock and roll and greasers really hit big, to a time when most parents and kids listened and danced to the same music.
In 1950, before Elvis and the Beatles and all of that was happening, there were these wonderful four-person harmony groups that were doing doo-wop music, and music that in many ways is the precursor to a lot of what's happening on the radio right now. NSYNC and all these groups that are starting to harmonize again. So Forever Plaid takes you back to that very kind of seemingly innocent time in the 50s.
The actual title of the production, Forever Plaid, comes from the fashion of the time.
A lot of them were wearing these plaid and madras jackets, and so that's where the title comes from. This is a story with a plot and characters, and unlike Beehive, they don't try to recreate the actual people that did the original songs. They are their own fictitious kind of doo-wop group called the Four Plaids.
Baby, it's yes or no. Gotta be this or that. If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you
The story is really hilarious. These young guys get together and they start singing and playing weddings and parties. And they finally get their big break. They're getting ready to open at the cocktail lounge at the airport, the local airport.
Oh, boy.
So the Four Plaids are on their way to the airport, and they have an unfortunate accident. They're hit by a busload of teenagers that are on their way to the Ed Sullivan Show to see the debut of the Beatles. And the Four Plaids are all killed.
Oh.
Don't worry. It's not so serious, because there is a heavenly intervention. And the Plaids come back as angels, and they get to do their big show.
We'll have moments to remember.
We have four young men that are down from New York and one who's up from Tampa, who are musically just incredible. And the harmonies are complex and sweet, and the music is wonderful. This is a show that will have you laughing, and if you're from that era, if you remember that era, you will it will be a warm rush of nostalgia. If you're not from that era, I think you will love this show also, just because of its comedy appeal, and the music is truly spectacular, and it's a great piece of our musical history too.
Summer turns to winter, and the present disappears. The laughter we were.
The director of Forever Plaid, Marion Caffey, is no stranger to North Central Florida, as he was born and raised in Gainesville. Caffey's a singer, actor, dancer, writer, and producer. And Sexton says Caffey's had national success.
His works have been on Broadway, and he has been on the boards at the Hippodrome many times. We did the world premiere of one of his original pieces, Cooking at the Cookery, a couple seasons ago. He has performed on our stage in Jelly Roll, The Music and the Man, which was a kind of a tribute to Jelly Roll Morton. And, you know, he is a phenomenal talent. He is the real deal, and he is directing and choreographing Forever Plaid.
General manager of the Hippodrome State Theater, Mark Sexton. Forever Plaid opens Friday, June 2nd, and runs through July 2nd, with previews this coming Wednesday and Thursday. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel. If your heartache seems to hang your